Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast. Welcome back for the 2023-2024 season and season six of this fine podcast. 6 years we've been doing this on the regular. And this obviously is the first week of the 2023-2024 season. Saturday, August 12th, 2023. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello, how you doing, Andy?
Very well. How are you, mate?
I'm excellent, especially after last week's results.
Yeah, we've kept the show rolling over summer on Patreon for all our Patreon subscribers, and we have had a very good summer, I think is fair to say, especially the last 3 weeks. I think we've kept the normal sort of format that you're used to here on the main show, and I've gone 4 of 4, 3 of 4, 3 of 4 in the last 3 weeks, and heftily boosted my balance. I'm coming into the 23-24 season with a very healthy sports book. So that's quite nice.
That's a good start. I think I was 3 of 4, 3 of 4, 3 of 4 for the last things. That was a previous week to that, though. 0 of 4. So there was a good way of working on it since then.
Well, and we synced up really well as well, because I think two weeks ago we both missed our value. So all the others came in if you combined them. And then last week we both missed our outsider. But everything else has been absolute gravy. And talking about good results recently, Our co-host for this week to start the season is Mr. Dave Greenfield. How are you, Dave?
Yeah, not bad, thanks, guys. Good to be back. Enjoyed a little summer break.
Of course, the lower leagues in the UK, both in England and Scotland, started last weekend. Was it a fivefold in the group, Dave, the Facebook group?
Yeah, it was a fivefold. And then I thought MK Dons were overpriced at Wrexham, and they went and obviously beat Wrexham as well. So
you were 6 for 6 on the Facebook group last weekend, which combined to something like 100 to 1, 100+ to 1. And I know several of the members of that Facebook group were on that. So they will also be starting the 23-24 season with a very healthy sportsbook balance. Thanks to you. So, hey, if you're a patron and a Facebook group member and you've been on the little run that we've been on, you are starting this season very healthily. And hopefully, we can grow on that.
I mean, 12 is what we want. We want to hit 12. We're still at 10 of 11 is our best with a cancelled game in there. So, yeah, let's just beat it.
One day the mega will happen. I don't know. We can quickly recap on last week's result, albeit there wasn't a last week's podcast. I've been very active in the Japanese league, which obviously runs completely differently. Sort of runs with calendar year, so we're reasonably far into that. So that is good. So a lot of Japanese games for me over the summer, and also the Danish league started about a month ago. So I've been active in there as well, where a lot of the good results have been coming from. My banker last week was Copenhagen at home to Randers in the Danish Superliga. Paid out after 23 minutes in what ended up a 4-0 win for Copenhagen at odds of 1-3. So pretty good banker-wise.
I had a really similar pick and a similar result. It was Elfsborg versus Sirius. Elfsborg scored in the second minute or the third minute and then won the game 1-0. So they were 1-3, not much trouble. Sirius didn't have many chances. Like, it wasn't like 1-0 and they were up against the wall. It was like 1-0 and they really should have been 2 or 3. But yeah, 1-0 win, 1-3.
On to the value picks then. In Denmark again for me, this time on Sunday for the 5 p.m. Nordjylland at home to Brøndby. Went with a Nordjylland home win at just under evens, 10-11. And they won the game 3-1, which gave us an early payout after 80 minutes. They were 1-0 down at halftime. But then just decided to turn it on and win the game, which they did in style.
Nice one. I had Hearts away at St Johnstone. It's actually a lot to do with Bruce posting in the group about how they hadn't won at McDermott Parks for like 11 or 12 years.
St Johnstone hadn't won at McDermott Park against Hearts.
Hearts won this game 2-0 with the latest ever early payout. They scored in 6 minutes extra time. They scored 95-58. So that was paid out 2 seconds to go, which was nice. The referee didn't even restart it.
They're just done.
Just ended the game. It's like, go, great, celebration, and we're done. Value double landed again.
So banker and value double, which, because there was only two of us instead of three people, meant I just combined all four at around 6.5 to 1. Lovely. Lovely little winner in there. Outsider-wise, I was close, didn't get it in. I was in Japan for my outsider, the Urawa Red Diamonds against the Yokohama F Marinos, and what was actually a really good game of football, but a very tight game of football. Took Yokohama away at 19-10. The game finished 0-0. So it was one of those that if you were following on Flash Score, you would get one alert right at the end. Not very much.
It's nice to be able to review this pick because you were roundly told that this game,
roundly by you, just you.
Who's been hitting outsiders, like, who's been hitting outsiders quite comfortably recently. So
really, how'd yours get on?
Until this week. I thought Andy's game would be a draw. It did end up a draw. It's just Urawa are just the bad team to back against. We've covered this. It's nice to start the season as we left off.
Bad to back against.
Yeah. Button you could press for a happy medium that's generally about 3-1. My outsider in here also didn't come in, which is fine. In this one, because Andy's hadn't as well. Mine was St Gallen versus Luzerne. I thought the game would be a draw. Luzerne were the favourite here at 10 to 11. They're a better team at the moment than St Gallen. 2-1 to St Gallen, the result was here. Relatively close game. Luzerne took the lead back to 1-1. There wasn't enough time between 1-1 and 2-1 to give me any kind of sweat on this one, because I had taken the draw as well as taking the Yokohama win. So no outsider for me this week. The only blot in the copybook.
Just no trust at all. No trust at all.
Rightly
Dave.
So.
What is that all about? And we kept the charity events running over the summer too. So it was a charity double at the weekend. My selection was my own team, Dundee United, who were away at Arbroath to start the season. And were even money, and they just shouldn't be even money against a team like Arbroath. Like, our team on paper this year is good. Jim Goodwin's really, he's put a spine into a team that had no spine, both in terms of position, i.e. up the middle of the pitch, but also in terms of attitude. Like, that was always what we were lacking. People that would get stuck in and show a bit of something about them. We won the game 4-0. We're 4-0 up at halftime, so there's no early payout in the championship, but I was pretty confident at halftime, being 4-0 up, that was sailing in. So an even money winner in the charity selection. I'll just point out as well, we've got a new striker, Louis Molt from Motherwell. 1 goal and 3 assists. Pretty good for your first competitive game like in the league for your new team.
Yeah, guy just does it in the Scottish Championship, doesn't he?
Wonderful.
Like, it just, like Shankland was for Ayr or for United as well at that point. Like, just,
if you're going to get Dundee United against anyone in that league at even money or better, you should take it. Just going to put that out there right now.
I got them over evens. So 11 to 10, they went off when I just before the game on the Friday night. So that rounded out the week for me was Viking at home to Bodo/Glimt. They won this game 3-2, early paid out in about 9 minutes. They were
2-0 up in 9 minutes. Wonderful. Great. 7-4. If you run 3-6-5.
They went off at, this very nearly didn't happen. They had a goal, Bodo, it was a 3-2 win for Viking. Bodo scored in the 94th minute. And I got the notification for the goal. And then you generally get a second notification for the updated goal scorer. And it was taking a while. And I was like, oh, this is, like, I wonder if, like, what's happening. Vardov. Exactly the kind of notification we're looking for. 3-2 Viking win, 74 charity bet landed.
Brilliant. Saving all our Patreon members that were using William Hill or Sky Bet or Paddy's. Still yes. giving them a winning return there. Because while I was paid out after 9 minutes and the charity had their money, oof.
Yeah, everyone else had a bit of a sweat. But
they had a sweat when it went to each. And then, yeah, absolutely. So, as Gordon says, that's charity double landed. Tenner on that returned £55. That I'll post the screenshots donation to the Thin Blue Paw Foundation, which is where I like to put my charity money to retired police dogs to pay for medical care or just make sure that they have a good life after their working days are done. And that followed hitting the charity double the week before, Gordon.
Yes.
If you want to tell us a little bit about where the money went there. It wasn't as big.
It was 29. Well, it was £28.46 or something, but you generally just round it up to 29 quid. But yeah, that was that went to the Dogs Trust. You see the post on there. So the next one maybe won't be so dog themed, but between the two of us. But we do get to generally select with that. So yeah, hopefully more good causes this season. Yeah, generally hit a few. We had a bit of a drought towards the end of last season, so it's nice to start this one coming in hot.
Made up for it over summer, and we are coming in hot. As I say, the Patreon runs all summer. So www.patreon.com/trampledbet, where we produce a lot of extra content. It costs about £6 a month. So you get to give something back to the show, keep us healthy, keep us going as a going concern. But you also get a lot of extra stuff. So obviously over the summer, there were weekly podcasts for myself and Gordo. Joey got involved with that as well as a regular co-host. We do podcasts specifically on Patreon for sporting events and other sports. So the golf majors all get one, the darts gets one, Cheltenham Festival, really anything that we think we have something valuable to say when it comes to sports betting around the larger sporting events. You get this podcast released early. So as soon as we finish recording it as a video podcast, so you get to see us all as well. You get the middle section, which is coming up, which is if there are any extra picks that we were thinking about for the weekend ahead that didn't quite make the show's format, we mentioned them in there for Patreon members only. And you also get the cheat sheet. So all the picks from the week written down in a handy cheat sheet format, you can just pull up on your phone app. So you don't need to take notes or remember which of the picks we mentioned that you like and want to include in your own weekend bets. So plenty going on Patreon. We're pretty healthy there just now. We've grown over the summer, which is wonderful. So if you fancy joining that, patreon.com/trampledbet, or just download the Patreon app and you can sign up there. We also have a very active Facebook group, guys, free to join. If you're not already a member of Trampled Bet on Facebook, just search for us, Trampled Bet Podcast. You'll find us. Bruce Much has been tearing it up when it comes to his golf tips and tournament previews, hitting another winner last week in Lucas Glover at 80-1.
Ridiculous.
Tremendous.
After hitting 125-1 shot like 3 weeks prior.
He also got the Open winner as well. So he I don't know if he's got a sports almanac somewhere like Back to the Future.
Yeah, just the golf pages though.
Yeah, like just the golf pages that he's using, but he has been fantastic. And he posts these write-ups just on the Facebook group. So definitely become a member there and have a look at what he's got to say. Michael Stokes has been going strong with his rugby tips over the summer and now getting back into football, obviously a big Spurs fan. Ennis Lang on the Speedway, Eddie Friel on the tennis, and of course, our regular contributors, Matt Halsall, Jamie Hutchinson, Callum Hodger, Peter Glover, starting to post again with the emergence of the new football season. And finally, I guess I'll just mention, I've posted it on the Facebook group, podcast friend and comedian, avid Watford fan Eddie Brimson has a new podcast out called Through Wind, Rain and Snow, which is just for enjoyment. There's no gambling aspect to this, but he's a massive football fan, and with his job as a comedian he goes round the country ending up in different towns every week and also takes in us for a local game, so he'll have people on that. It wouldn't surprise me, Dave, if you featured on that show as a guest one week. I'll probably do the same, talking about football experiences throughout the UK and worldwide in the lower leagues. So lots of funny, good content there as well. So if you fancy another podcast to listen to, it's called Through Wind, Rain and Snow, hosted by Eddie Brimson. Okay, let's head to the middle section for Patreon. Let's head to our short ad break for those on the Sports Social Podcast Network. And we'll see you all after this break for next week's picks. Well, this week's picks, the first picks of the 2023-24 season. Season 6, episode 1 for us. Cheers.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, August 12th, 2023. Same format as usual for those of you that are new to the podcast. We give a variety of different styles of picks, a banker pick, which is something we think pretty much nailed on to happen, and the odds usually reflect that. A value pick, this tends to be something around even money, where we think the team's got a really good chance of winning, usually better than the odds suggest. An outsider pick, so something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog that we think has a really good chance of coming in. And then we round it all off with a pick from each of us on the show that we combine as an accumulator, put £10 of our own money on it, and anything that we get back goes to charity that we announce on the next show. As I say, we're on 2 for 2 in our last 2 weeks of charity picks, so it'd be lovely to make that 3 for 3. Okay, guys, let's start with those banker bets then. And I think I'm probably starting the week chronologically as well. Friday at 6 p.m. in the Danish Superliga for my pick, where last season's champions FC Copenhagen, who have been brilliant this season, they're off to a perfect start. They've won their opening 3 league fixtures. I think they'll make it 4 out of 4 at home against Odense at odds of 9 to 20, so just under 1 to 2. They played Randers at home last week, crushed them 4-0. They now play Odense, and that's a team that played Randers the week before at home and drew 2 each. So just taking that sort of commonality of facing the same opposition, one of them won 4-0, the other drew 2-all. That tells you something. Odense also lost last weekend at home to Viborg. Not a good result for them. They're just not at the same level as FC Copenhagen. Copenhagen have won 11 of their last 13 matches across all competitions and friendlies. Around 1-2 at home is a great price for them here against an Odense team that aren't up to much at all. So my banker, hopefully a nice early one in the bag on Friday night, FC Copenhagen to win at home to Odense.
Yeah, you've been good Denmark so far, so let's see it continue. I'm not very far away from my pick. This is Sweden, the Superettan, so that's the Swedish second division. And I'm going to take Utsikten, who are top of the league, 39 points from 17 games, to get a result against Landskrona. So that's the double chance there, draw or win for the home team. They've been great this year. Top of the league, 39 from 17, playing against 8th place Landskrona. They've taken 21 points from 17 games. Key point here is they concede less than a goal a game. They've conceded 12 goals this entire season. They've played 17 games. That's quite an achievement in there. The second part of it is that historically the games between these fixtures when Utsikten are at home, they've never lost. There's been 3 draws. There's been 2 home wins and 3 draws prior to that. I just think banker this week was probably a bit tougher than some of the other times here. I don't want to touch the Premier League. Looked at Brighton, thought, there's a possibility with them, Luton, but this is Luton's first. Sometimes you get these mad results on day one when it comes to teams that have been promoted. So I'm going to take the double chance there. So that's Utsikten draw or win against Landskrona, and you'll get that at 1-4. So not terribly large price, but that's what bankers are all about. So, Dave, would you like to start our first guest, first of the season, first banker, even though last week you hit 6 of them? So what you got?
I'm actually not too far away from you guys as well. Mine's in Holland in the Eredivisie.
Nice.
It's Saturday at 3:30, and it's PSV against Utrecht, and I'll take PSV at 3-10. Obviously, it's opening weekend, but PSV finished 2nd last year behind Feyenoord, and Utrecht didn't do too badly. They finished 7th. But PSV had the best home record in the Dutch league last year. They've just beaten Feyenoord in the Dutch Super Cup 1-0 last week. And actually, they haven't lost a competitive game since they lost to Seville, which was 16th of Feb, the start of the year. So not exactly in bad shape. They won in Europe last night as well. They're unbeaten against Utrecht since 2019 as well. And the last two games they've played at the Philips Stadium, PSV have won 6-1 and 4-1. So, we'll be hoping some more of that. But, they've lost Xavi Simons, PSV, who was top scorer in the Dutch league last year. He's gone to PSG, which isn't awkward at all, is it? PSV to PSG. But, they brought in Noah Lang, who's a very good player, and Ricardo Pepe, who scored 10 goals for a relegated Groningen side last year. And they've got Luke de Jong, who got 14 last season. He hit two last night in Europe. So I just think PSV will be too strong for him here.
Sounds good, especially the recent head-to-heads. You can't argue with that, despite it being an opening day fixture. Home team as well. So love it. So there's a banker treble then, if you fancy putting them all together. So it's wins for FC Copenhagen against Odense, Usitkins or draw in their game against Landskrona, and a win for PSV against FC Utrecht. And the treble comes out just shy of 1.5 to 1, so 1.47 to 1. And that would be a lovely start. On to the value picks then. I'm staying in Denmark for my value pick. This game's Sunday at 1 p.m. UK time. For Randers against FC Nordsjælland. And the away win here for Nordsjælland is just shy of even money, so 10 to 11. Nordsjælland, very much like Copenhagen, another team that have started off the Superliga really well. They've taken a maximum 9 points from their first three matches, and they've really done it in style. They won 4-1 at home to Viborg. I had them as my value that week. They then won 3-1 away at Aarhus, where I had them as my outsider. And last week, they won 3-1 at home to local rivals Brøndby, where once again, they were my value pick. So they've been doing very well for me, and I'm going to stick with them. I really like them here against the Randers team that struggled at the beginning of this season. They've drawn twice. They drew two each away at Odense. And as we just said, they're Copenhagen's opponents this weekend. They're not up to much. And they also drew two each at home to newly promoted Hedovre. Not a good result at all. And then last weekend, they get scudded 4-0 by Copenhagen. So Randers struggling, Nordsjælland high-flying. These clubs, bit of a class apart this season, certainly in their form and how they've started. So around even money for an away win is excellent value. And Nordsjælland are my value pick for this week.
Cool. Still, these fixtures are all going to be really close for a while in this one. Sweden. For me again, Allsvenskan this time, so top division. And I'm taking top of the league Elfsborg to beat Hammarby away from home. So Elfsborg have been fab this season. They've taken 42 points from 18 games. They're top of the league against a Hammarby team who have taken 25 points from their 18. They sit in eighth. Both teams playing in Europe this season, both teams eliminated at the last round. Hammarby have had 2 days less rest than Elfsborg here. If you look at the statistics on these games, if you look at Hammarby's home form, they're very good at home. So it might not naturally be a time to take Elfsborg in here. However, the reverse fixture was played about 6 weeks ago at Elfsborg. They won 2-0. Elfsborg had way less of the ball in this game. So they sat in and beat them at home. I can see them doing the exact same thing away from home and also getting a result. They'd like 35% possession, generated like three times the amount of XG, bringing it back for this season, Dave. The generated three times the amount of XG in here. They're top of the league. They've got 17 more points than Hammarby do. I think 6-5 is quite an enticing price to take them at. So I'll be taking Elfsborg away at Hammarby. This is on Sunday at half past four. And yeah, you'll get them at over even money. Dave, what you got?
I love XG, by the way. And you can learn a lot from XG. And that's not even a joke. I do actually like it.
Who was it was complaining about XG last season?
Jerome hates it. Yeah. Hates it.
I love right. XG here. That's fine then. Okay. I'm in safe XG hands with Dave here.
Yeah. Again, I'm very close to you guys. My value is Saturday at 3 p.m. and it's Gillingham against Accrington.
Oh, right beside it. Yeah.
Here we go.
He's back in the zone.
Yeah. I'm going to attack Gillingham, who I think they've gone to it. They were 8-7 yesterday, but I think I've had a look today and they're back at evens. So, because they won last night, they beat Southampton in the cup last night.
Did Southampton have a full team out, or was it?
No, it was half a team. Well, still a decent team, but yeah, not right. Yeah, but yeah, but both teams won on the opening day. Aki beat Newport 3-0. Gillingham had a really impressive away victory. They beat Stockport 1-0. Gillingham finished 17th last year in League Two. But they were in trouble until they had a mid-season takeover American guy, put a bit of money in, and you know Neil Harris got some good players in. He's a good manager for League Two level, got them out of trouble. Great finish to last season. A lot of people expect them to go very well this year. Think they'll be up there challenging for automatic, if not definitely playoffs. Aki obviously relegated from League One last year. Again, Gillingham had some good signings again. Shadrach Ogi from Leighton Orient and Connor Masterson from QPR, both good defenders for this league. They also signed Johnny Williams from Swindon, who, on his day, Welsh international, if he can keep fit, he's a good player, he's a good skillful player. But, yeah, he's had a few problems with injuries. But Gillingham will be looking to get off to a good start at home here in front of their own crowd. And again, another team with a good record. They haven't lost to Aki. I'm sorry, they've lost one game to Aki since 2012. So, yeah, another good record, like I say, and good result in the cup last night as well. And I think they're going to do well this season, Gillingham.
Sounds great, mate, yeah. Good to have you back as well. Love when you get into leagues where I'm like, this game's played every week, like this exact game. But yeah, it's fab. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing some of those new signings make a difference for us in the value slot.
Awesome. And all early payout leagues as well, straight up there in the 1x2 market. So the value picks this week to recap are wins for FC Norgeland, Elfsborg and Gillingham. And if you combine them all as a treble, you'd get odds of just over 8-1. So pretty tasty indeed. On to the outsiders then. So this is where we scour the books for something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog and we think actually has a reasonably decent chance of coming in. So if you like those longer odd shots, this is the section for you. Last year, this was by far our most profitable section. Gordon especially hitting some really big outsider picks in there on the regular. So my outsider this week, I'm staying in the Danish Superliga. So my three main picks for the show this week are all from the Superliga in Denmark. This game's Sunday at 3 p.m. for Brøndby versus Lyngby. Again, we're only three games into the Superliga season, but I have not been impressed with Brøndby so far at all. They beat Silkeborg 2-1 on opening day, but followed that with a home loss to Odense. And then they threw away a first half lead again to lose 3-1 at Norgeland last week. Lyngby have done reasonably well, considering the strength of schedule that they've had has been off the charts. Like, they've had a hard fixture list to start the season. They were beat 2-1 by Copenhagen. They got a really hard-fought 2-each draw away at Viborg. And then they beat Midtjylland 4-1 last week, which is a tremendous result for them. You're getting the away side Lyngby here at 3-1, which I think is a huge price. I wouldn't be interested in them if they were like 7-4. Like, I would be absolutely not touching them. Mm-hmm. But considering you're getting 3-1 here, which is enormous, they're better than a 3-1 shot in this spot for sure. So they're going to be my outsider, a speculative outsider this week at quite a big price. So a win for Lyngby.
Fair. I am committing a cardinal sin in my outsider here by selecting Viking away at Lillestrøm at the paltry odds of 19-10.
That is an underdog price.
It is an underdog.
It's good.
I consider it the equivalent of, I don't know. It's just frowned upon in my eyes when it comes
by
to
you
kicking.
And no one else.
I know, but I looked at all the outsiders this weekend. So there were some other ones that I had in there that I thought, that's got a good shot. This by far has the best chance out of the bunch here. So like to start strong here. And worth pointing out that a couple of weeks ago, I hit a 6-1 shot that actually went off at 8-1 in the outsider slot and it got EP'd. So we were in the early payout zone for that. But yeah, I'm taking Viking away at Lillestrøm here. Viking have been fab over the last 5, over the last 10 games. They've taken 24 points from the last 10 games. They've taken 15 from their last 5. They've been fab. Beat Bodo last week, 3-2, who are top of the league. Bodo coming off a European game, but still were no match for Viking in there. You look at these two teams and you look at the strength that that Viking have here, and it looks like a really, really good shot for them to win this game. Lillestrøm's last few games, they lost to Tromsø and they lost to Haugesund. Haugesund are right down the bottom of the league here. You can see them. They're almost the second worst overall. And over the last 10 games, they've had a crap run of form, with the exception of the win that they've got there. They've picked up some points to get themselves out of the bottom three after last week, taking three. And leaving the joints, there's a whole bunch of teams on 16 points right about the relegation zone. Their win last week got them up to 18. I just really think that Viking are going to be able to get a result in this game. Their historical form between the two teams sees Viking taking the last game, a draw in the game before that, and Lillestrøm taking the game before that. You'll have, out of the last 5 games they've played, you'll have 3 Viking wins in there, 1 Lillestrøm and 1 draw. So that the strength of previous fixtures suggests that Viking have got a bit of something over them here. I just think that Viking are a good shout in this slot. But yeah, it hurts a little bit to be taking this 19 to 10 here. But I'd like to think that Bet365 will receive some money on Lillestrøm maybe before the end of the week and get me to that 2-1 mark where I'm happy to sit at. So I'll be taking Viking away at Lillestrøm and you'll get that at 19 to 10. Dave, where are you? What you got?
I'm in League One again, Saturday 3 p.m. and a local derby here, and it's Burton against Derby. And like the home side, Burton, they were 3-1. Both sides lost on the opening day of the season. Burton lost away to Blackpool 2-0. No shame in that. And, Derby got beat at home by Wigan 2-1. Burton finished 15th last season. As we know, Derby just missed out on the playoffs, so finished 7th. What I like Burton is, I mean, we saw some highlights from the weekend and Derby didn't look great at all. Slow on the ball. You got midfield. Like, Hourihan's a good player, but you don't need to be doing the running in your midfield.
No,
he ain't running.
He's not your midfield engine, is he?
No, you want him to be picking the ball up and spraying it out. But he was like a box to box midfielder. He's never getting up and down the pitch. But you know, again, team that have made some decent signings of Jamal Blackman in goal and Rakeem Harper. They'll just be looking to get off. Another team with their first home game of the season. They'll be looking to get a good start. You know, for a Derby side that just didn't play very well last week, I'm quite happy to take Burton here at 3-1.
Okay.
Play Derby in the opening game of the season. So that's quite a good selection of picks there. Us going big, Dave, with the 3-1 shots, and then Gordo with under 2-1. Who would have thought it?
No,
new season, new ways. So the outsiders then are wins for Lyngby against Brøndby, Viking against Lillestrøm, and a home win for Burton Albion against Derby County. If you wanted to combine all of them together, 45.4-1, I will be taking them as a Trixie. So I just need 2 out of the 3 to come in to return a decent profit on the outsiders. Okay, gents, we're on a 2-week winning streak on charity bets, albeit they were doubles. So we are upping the game and having a charity treble this week with the 3 of us on the show. The pick can come from absolutely anywhere in the world and there's absolutely no restriction on odds. So I am Saturday, 11 a.m. in the Japanese J1 League. You'll be able to watch this game on the J League's YouTube channel, which has been wonderful. for watching Japanese football early Saturday and Sunday mornings. Toshiba Reysol versus Cerezo Osaka, and it's a reasonably big price here for an away win on Cerezo Osaka, which is 7-5, so hopefully that will boost the charity returns slightly. Sixth place for Cerezo Osaka, 35 points from 22 games, and they travel to the second bottom team, so 17th placed Toshiba Reysol, who've only taken 17 points from 22 games. Osaka are the sixth best away team. When you consider performances away from home in the league, they've picked up 16 points from 10 road games. Toshiba, joint worst home performers in the league, only 9 points at home this season, and that's from 11 home matches, so they don't do very well at home. In previous seasons, this game may have been a coin flip, but this year, there's a gulf in performance between these clubs. I'd very much have Cerezo Osaka as the favourites, so 7-5 is a tremendous price, well over even money. So let's see if they can do the business for the charity, Cerezo Osaka.
Sure, okay, bit closer to home for this game. For mine, I'm taking St Mirren at home to Dundee at just over even money. You can get them 12-11. Oh, they've dropped on 365, just under even money now on 365. 10-11, you can get them there. So, yeah, I really like St Mirren at home to Dundee here. Historical form between the two teams sees quite a lot of close games, but a lot that St Mirren come out on top of. Out of the last five games, St Mirren have won three. They dispatched the Hibs last week after we came out of a midweek cup game.
Luckily, we were listening to the end of that game on the way back from baseball, I think. And St Mirren were 2-0 up. Hibs brought it back to 2-2, and for all the world, looked like if anyone was going to win this game, it was going to be Hibs. And St Mirren got a counter-attack injury time winner. So a great result for them, for sure. But
a great result for them, but I only needed them to be 2-0 up.
Oh, true.
That's all I'm requiring for the charity bet. I think they'll have more than a Dundee side that, I don't think are fantastic. They got a one-each draw against...
newly promoted Dundee side. So they're the new boys in the Scottish Premiership this year.
I mean, St Mirren have made some interesting signings over the kind of summer as well with Olasanya. An English forward that they signed. I think he was previously with Arbroath and loaned back out by them. But before there, he was at Middlesbrough and scoring quite a few goals. And then some of the teams that probably feature more in Dave's picks than mine, Billy Cray, Bishop Stortford and AFC Wimbledon are other teams that he's played for. But, I mean, their midfield contains two internationals, Keanu Backus for Australia, and the other boy they've got is the New Zealand... He scored against us, actually. It was the guy who scored, Alex Grieve, a New Zealand international as well.
You've got to be careful with that, like, because Dundee United, previously, we've had international goalies. We had the Japanese international goalkeeper, and then last year we had Mark Birigiti, who was a capped Australian international, and he probably cost us about 10 points last season.
Backus is quite good, though, like, as opposed to... And Alex Grieve scored last week. But yeah, their preseason's been pretty good. They won four out of their last five games with only a blip against Montrose in there. Dundee have been all right as well. I just think St Mirren will probably have a bit too much for them. Might win the game 1-0. Wouldn't be surprised me at all there. With some very uninspiring football. First half goal and then I have to sweat it for like 65 minutes. But you'll get them around even money. Different bookmakers have priced them above. The ones that we'll be using are 10-11 and 365. So it'll be me back in the charity this week.
I have absolutely no problem hoping Dundee lose of a weekend, Gordon. So I'm all aboard that pick.
I know you're a keen bean for that to happen. So, Dave, would you like to round out this week for us?
Yeah, I'm going to round us off again Saturday 3 p.m. But I'm in the Championship this time, and it's Southampton against Norwich, and I like Southampton at 3-4. Both teams with opening day wins. Southampton obviously got the season started last week on the Friday night, beating Sheffield 2-1. And Norwich, they won 2-1 at home to Hull. As we know, Southampton relegated last season from the Prem, but they've got Russell Martin as the manager from Swansea. Always a lot of talk about Russell Martin at lower level. He plays that like inverted pressing style of football where, you know, no one's really got a position. They're all sort of, everyone fits in everywhere. But if you look, it's in the stats against Sheffield Wednesday. They had 79% possession. They also broke the championship record for first half completed passes. And they attempted over 900 passes actually in the game.
Holy shit.
So, yeah, that tells you what kind of football Russell Martin's going to be playing at Southampton. Norwich finished 13th last season in the champ under David Wagner. Not too inspiring, to be honest. They've lost Pukki, brought in Ashley Barnes from Burnley to replace him. But, you know, Southampton, they haven't lost to Norwich at home since 2008. We know they've lost a few players. They lost Livramento yesterday. They've lost Salisu to Monaco. Would I be surprised if they lose Ward-Prowse, Lavia before the
end? Lavia's maybe out, yeah.
No, but at the moment, they're still there. They're playing for the team. Ward-Prowse got an assist, I think, last week. You know, they've still got players. I mean, Che Adams might go, but they've still got Che Adams, Walker-Peters, Alcaraz, Bella Kotchup, Bazanu, the keeper. Still a very good championship squad. And if Lavia does go and Ward-Prowse does go, the money, they're going to put the money back into...
Yeah, tie it back to the Premier League,
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, be a good job for Martin to get back into the Premier League. And, yeah, I think they'll be looking for two wins out of two here, and I think they'll be able to get it.
Russell Martin, I'm sure, gives me and Andy the exact same thought. It's just like a man who's consistently played in some of the worst Scotland teams I've ever seen play football. Like about 2012. Just
it was a hard time by then.
Drawing 0-0 with the USA. I'm fairly sure he featured in that game.
I was talking to my friends, right, who have young kids now. I'm talking like under 10 years old, but that are starting to get really interested in going to Scotland games. And they just expect them to win every week. Because that's what they're used to in their very small sample size of recent results. I'm like, no. You weren't there. Like early 2000s when it was an absolute slog. Don't get used to this. But that's the charity treble for this week then. So it's wins for Cerezo Osaka, St Mirren and Southampton. And that works out in Bet365 just now at just under 8-1. So around 90 quid. For charity, should we get that in and make it three?
Me backing it this week because we got a winner and Andy backed it last.
That is correct. So we tenor of Gordon's money and hopefully he'll have 90 quid to announce going to a charity next weekend. So that's it, gents. That is the show. The first episode of season 6, the first for the 2023-2024 season. A good selection of games from around the world. Hoping to keep up our form from over the summer. Do join us on Facebook, everyone. We mentioned it earlier, but we have a very active Facebook group. Just search Trample Bet Podcast. Contribute your own thoughts. Tell us what you think about our picks. Tell us what you like for the weekend ahead and get involved in the conversation. And if you fancy giving something back to the show, do join us on patreon.com/TramplBet. And you get the whole load of extra stuff. You get this as the early release, and you can also get the cheat sheet. So all the picks that we've just mentioned written down in a handy cheat sheet format. I will be at Dundee United versus Dunfermline this weekend for our opening game. Our home game, first home game of the season. Obviously, we opened the campaign last week with a 4-0 win. Dave, you going to be at a game this weekend?
No, Russell are away this weekend, so I'm working this weekend. But I was at our first game last weekend, we got beat 2-0. So, first step up into, you know, the National League North. So, hopefully we can go a bit better this weekend.
Ideal. Gordo, will you be following anything with interest apart from the picks?
I will be at Glasgow Comets away at the playing against Aberdeen on Sunday, as will you. For this game, so I'll probably be scoring it from the bench, looking forward to that. But I don't think we haven't quite got an active bookie market on these games yet. But you know, we live in hope. Once we're on Flash Score, we'll gradually creep up there, and maybe someday I'll be able to back myself. I don't go through Ivan Tony, but like you know, I'd say maybe we'll get someone else.
There'll be rules against that.
Yeah.
Can't be doing that. Batting yourself to get ejected and then throwing a tantrum at the plate. Look forward to it. Right, gents. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Dave. Good to see you again, Gordo, in this format. Football's back in the UK. Isn't it wonderful? Good luck to everyone. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with your bets this weekend, and we shall see you next week. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sport-social.co.uk. Sports Social Podcast Network.